you tonight, bitch.
Yeah, Charles, I beat the shit out you. Get off me, bitch. Who the fuck are you? What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm a juggernaut, bitch.
Oh, she's been a motherfucker. I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Silly bitch, your weapons cannot harm me. Don't you know who the fuck I am? I'm the juggernaut.
Hey.
Shut the fuck up, Charles.
Too fast.
You better run, Charles. Get that shit out of my face, bitch. Don't you know who the fuck I am? Oh, she's fucking with my helmet. I got this shit in fourth grade. Oh, no. My face. Pimp smack your ass, bitch. You my hooker now. Now it's time for me to take my prize. I'm gonna rape you, bitch. You ready? You ready? You ready, huh, bitch? You ready, bitch? Shut the fuck up, Charles. Shut the fuck up. Charles, no! Charles, you got in my head. I'm the juggernaut, bitch. Charles! What the fuck is this shit? Oh, I'm tripping off acid.
You know, boy, body's out. You know, boy, body's out. You know, boy, body's out. You know, boy,
gotcha, oh. Bitch. Yeah, now what, motherfucker? Got my pimp cane, bitch.
She's gonna be one of your hookers.
Shut up, bitch.
This looks like the Punisher. I got my helmet back.
Help you out, motherfucker. That was my $50. You know you owe me, motherfucker, last time.
Motherfucker, I custom made your suit. Don't you see what the fuck I'm wearing? The juggernaut, bitch!
I don't give a fuck who the fuck you are.
I don't care.
You looking motherfucker.
Anyway. Don't you know I will beat the shit out your ass, Charles? I will beat the shit out you with Charles, as a matter of fact. I don't give a fuck. I'm the juggernaut, bitch!
Yeah. Just love looking over the city and this motherfucker, my pimp cane. Hell yeah.
Goddamn great.
Yeah, who said that shit? Nigga, don't you know who I am? What the fuck?
Who said it? It's me. You see my motherfucking spaceship? This is a Dodge. See this fucking crimson red shit I'm wearing?
Who the fuck are you, you red-looking motherfucking mustard-looking mustard?
Ah, ain't that a bitch? I'm ketchup, motherfucker mustard. Zap your dumb ass. Bow down to a true pimp, bitch. I'm made out of Laffy Taffy, motherfucker. This is a fucking stripper. Oh, it's the juggernaut! Catch your dumb ass. What the fuck was that? They shooed me. I'm the juggernaut. I'm gonna kill him and I'm gonna rape him. I'm gonna eat his fucking costume. Just wait.
Fuck him up, nigga.
Fuck that. Oh, what the hell is he doing? What the fuck is this shit?
Nigga.
You can't harm me. Are you a fucking ass? Do you not know who I am? He must not know who I am. I'm the juggernaut, bitch. I'm gonna hit you with your own pimp. I'm bad. I'm the baddest motherfucker in the world. Have you ever seen a costume like mine?
Finish him off already. Stop talking.
Comb your beard. I don't want to hear that shit.
Hey, you crimson looking motherfucker. That's why I said crimson.
Oh, I'm ready to beat his ass. What the fuck?
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. That's right, bitches. This is my crib. Oh, man. Look at all this money. Hell yeah. Selling them hoes is easy as hell.
Nigga, I don't sell hoes. I sell candy. Can't you see my fucking outfit? I'm a part-time stripper and I do hair. What the fuck is wrong with him?
Man, I don't want to hear that shit, man. Just count the money already before Juggernaut's ass.
Oh, it's the Juggernaut, bitch! And I got a bitch with me! Yes, we're gonna have a fucking great party!
Why do you always gotta scream whenever you come into the room?
Look, I'm the goddamn Juggernaut. You see how tight my outfit is? I have to. That's the only way I can breathe. If I don't do it, shut up, bitch.
Yo, it's been a month, and I just wanted to make this announcement that everyone in our studio audience today gets a free trip to Australia.
Congratulations.
Yeah, hey!
Good luck, everyone.
Yeah! You all here, in the studio audience, enjoy your trip to Australia.
And congratulations for showing up.
Right. I told people that they could call in at 7:00.
What time is it?
10 after 8.
Did anybody call?
No.
Did you expect them to?
No, not particularly. Well, this is the big 29. We've done 29 shows. So next week will be somewhat of a milestone, I guess.
No, it won't.
Yeah?
It's just a round number.
I know, but you know.
25 was a milestone.
You got to get excited about the little things. We've done 5 more than the last time we had a milestone. 30's not a milestone.
Not a milestone at all.
I guess me and you both should make a big deal about 35 because, you know, that's both of our numbers, even though it's not yours when you play with me.
Yeah, it is.
Just like you're not Mike when you hang out with me.
I'm always number 35, Mike.
Ha ha.
Mer.
Hear about the broad that killed her kid because, is your mic not on?
Let me check.
What?
Hey, friend. Hey,
no,
friend.
I'm sorry, Napes. That's not how we do mic checks around here.
Maybe it... No, look. Is that coming off your mic or my mic? You talk.
If I could turn back time...
If I could find a way...
Do you hear about the broad that killed her 2-month-old daughter because she... was making too much noise while she was trying to concentrate on Farmville?
I did not.
Oh.
Well, I did, but I didn't get to read it.
Yeah. No. Well, that's pretty much the whole story. Brad was like, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to play Smallville. And that baby, she was very inconsiderate of her Farmville, you know, situation.
Well,
just kept crying. Probably hungry or had to shit, something like that. Fucking pain in the ass. So she's like, fuck you. I'm going to be able to play why do I keep saying Smallville?
Because you actually watch that godforsaken TV show.
I actually don't. I've never seen it, not once.
How the fuck has that been on so goddamn long?
I don't know, but from what I understand, eventually he's going to be... I think this season he's actually going to be Superman. You know,
but
once people stopped giving a shit, then all of a sudden he can actually be Superman. I mean, like, what's the point? Who gives a shit? But yeah, anyway... So, yeah, she was on the Facebooks playing the Farmvilles and just, like, shook her baby to death. I will give you 3 guesses what state she's from.
Mississippi?
No.
Texas?
No.
Florida?
Florida! I can't believe Florida wasn't your first guess. It's always Florida.
Of course it's always Florida.
Every fucking weird thing that happens in Florida.
Yeah, that's true.
What can we do about that? Like, do we send people to Florida? Is this something that I'm not aware of, or...
I don't know what it is, but it's got to be something in all the runoff from the Mississippi that just turns people who live in the southern states into fucking idiots.
This is great. Tobias told investigators that she shook the baby, smoked a cigarette to compose herself, and then shook him again. She said the baby may have hit his head during the shaking.
But not sure the first one or the second. So was
Can
it?
Can you imagine? She was like, fuck you, baby, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. And then she smoked a full cigarette, and then went and shook the baby some more.
Yeah. Awesome.
So, I mean, like, the baby was that whiny about it. I mean, fuck, man. Sometimes a mom just wants to play some Smallville. God damn it! Why do I keep saying Smallville?
Farmville. I can honestly say I have never watched that show.
She could face up to life in prison, but state guidelines and second-degree murder charges suggest a sentencing of 25 to 50 years. I think if you, like, do something that stupid, like, they should just end it.
You mean the death penalty?
Immediate death penalty. Not like this, like, go to prison for a while and then the death penalty. Like, she shouldn't even get out of the courtroom. They should just, like, take her out.
Yeah, but what if in some cases they're wrong?
Huh?
What about some cases where the state's wrong?
This bitch admitted to it! She said,
She told investigators that she shook the baby, smoked a cigarette, then shook the baby some more.
Okay, I'm going to...
No, she said it. She said it. Like, it isn't like they think she did it. She did it. She said she did
it. I'm going to preference...
Guilty.
The next question.
Okay.
Okay. Would you say that a person who kills their own child over a video game is insane?
Well, yes, I guess, sure. But also, like, really, really, really stupid.
Yeah, so at the same time, she's probably not very bright and at least crazy.
Yeah.
Should we execute people for being crazy?
Yes.
But isn't that, like, kind of mean?
No.
I mean, do you execute the retarded?
What? Okay. This woman...
Yeah.
Sitting at home. She's 22.
Yep.
With her baby.
Yep.
Playing Farmville.
Yes.
Kills the baby.
Yes.
Because Farmville and a baby is just way too much stress. Well, can't handle it.
Well, here's the thing. You're thinking about that in terms of, you know, a rational thinking person.
Let me ask you a question.
That. Yes.
What service will she ever do to the world?
None.
Like, what will she ever accomplish? What will she ever do to make the world a better place?
None, but we don't take that into consideration.
Guilty. Boom, gone by.
Yeah, but we don't take that into consideration when doing sentencing.
Why not? Well, I think contributions to society should be a big part of sentencing.
Well,
like, you should consider that person's, like, worth to the better of the tribe.
Okay, but what about retarded people?
Guilty!
Beautiful.
Yeah, so joining us this week, Mr. Paul Cadellis.
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, do you know Trip?
Is that a person? Is that a person, yes. Place, thing? Type
Trupiano.
Of type of music? Oh, yeah, Michael Trupiano, yeah. Dot Prime.
Was there... Like, were you going somewhere with that, or were you just randomly knew a person?
Well, of course, you have to let me talk.
Oh, well, there was a long pause.
Shut up,
I gave
tubby.
You a sec. I gave you a second. I thought you were going somewhere,
we both
but then
looked
you just kind of.
Yeah. And you kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, so I work with Trupiano now.
Yeah.
And, he apparently watches our show. Well, not watches, but listens to our show.
Well, he could watch it, you know.
Oh, does he now?
Yeah.
You know how? I'll take credit for that.
Said, oh, yeah? Hey, he brought in a viewer.
I was on a podcast.
You're getting
you
us,
should listen to
you're getting
me and my buddy Mike and Mike. He said, Mike Napier? Yeah. Yeah.
He brought in 1/20th of our audience.
That's awesome. That's
you
awesome.
Know, I'll tell you what. We're getting like 100 listeners an episode, generally.
Right, really? That's awesome.
And I don't think that Podbean counts anything off iTunes. That's just off of a... Like website hits, so I mean, I imagine iTunes is probably
you can't. There's not a.
That's tracker. What they say. They said that you can't track anything off iTunes.
That seems like horseshit. It sounds like
it
just on the
sounds
surface of
like
it,
bullshit.
You know?
Yes, but that's what I was told. You know what? I'd be happy with 100. So we'll just go with that.
Oh yeah, that's awesome, man.
But it's been just about a month since the last time we did. We did one with you, then we did one the next week. Haven't done one since. Okay. So, but like when we don't do an episode, people still go and listen to back episodes. I mean, we generally get, I mean, like since the last time we did an episode, we've got like 400 or 500 hits on the website. So, I mean, you know, I don't know if that's good or not, but I'm amazed that anybody listens to any of this bullshit.
We haven't told anybody we do it.
Yeah, I mean,
and I
like,
don't think any one of our friends listens to it, because every time I say, hey, did you listen to the podcast? They're like, no.
Well, yeah, no, we had fans at first, and like, you know, people were like, hey, you know, I enjoyed that, and not anymore.
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
Makes me kind of sad.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm sad. I'm kind of, you know... I think it's kind of neat that people
well,
listen.
I don't do it for random people listening upon the airwaves.
Why not? That's interesting.
Well, I mean, it's it
who
might
are you
be
doing? I mean, like, I mean, I understand the whole you do it for, you know, it's fun to do.
It is fun to do.
Self-gratification. And, I mean, really, yourself and myself, you know, we have a vanity a bit about ourselves and an ego.
Oh, yeah, this no, I'm like, a serious narcissist.
Right,
absolutely,
so
yeah.
This is a perfect, like, hey, look, this is... I'm just as good as everyone that people listen to. Cause
yeah. No, I don't think that at all. I just.
But I mean, in your this is your world. I want and you have a show. And
I want everyone to know every ridiculous thought I have, because I think they're amazing. Because
they're important, right? It,
absolutely.
It should be broadcast.
Like the other day,
interwebs.
I was thinking to myself, you know, Mickey Mouse has Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck has Daisy Duck. Why have we not put tits on a truck yet? Why does Optimus Prime not have anybody to fuck?
Did you know there was a female Transformer?
Was there?
Yes. They were put in. It was during the 70s, and it was put in for, like, you know, why aren't there any female Transformers?
And so they were like, fuck it, there is one
now.
So
they put one in there, and actually on the show, the humans got after Optimus. Why don't there you have any you know, female Autobots? And he's like, well, how do you know they're not female? And so they brought one in that was like just like the rest of them, but she was a chick, you know. So it was like, okay.
How do you tell if they're good? Point. They're fucking robots.
But I mean, like,
you change the pitch of their voice.
Was it like
kind of
like sleek and feminine looking, or was it like a boxy ass like Toyota bitch?
You know, I don't actually. I never saw this. This came about from your tweet, I believe.
Yeah, but was there? Is there was there like a romantic interest, or was it just like some broad walking around like, you know? Hey, fuck you
no,
guys.
No,
I'm a,
no
I'm a
romantic
chick truck.
Interest. Just, it was like, okay, I guess, you know, we have ethnic sounding robots. We should probably have a female sounding robot as well.
They're trucks. How do they fuck?
They should, though, shouldn't they?
Well, why do they transform into humanoids.
Yeah, but they don't transform into with dicks and assholes.
Okay, and this is my other question.
Have you ever seen a truck shit?
Well, I mean, they're not going to show that on the cartoon. I mean,
so
maybe
why not?
They do.
I mean, little kids got to learn how their body works.
Since we mentioned Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and all that shit, I was thinking about this the other day. If you think about Looney Tunes, all of them are naked, and like animals should be, except Porky Pig. Dude's wearing a shirt and a bow tie. Why are Bugs Bunny and all the Foghorn Leghorn, all those motherfuckers naked, and then this pig randomly has a shirt and a bow tie on? Like, why?
They wanted to class
because
him
he
up.
Because he killed and raped a homeless man.
And took his... No.
Took his shit.
Oh, and the Mexican rat.
Speedy.
Yeah. I mean, he had pants, a shirt, and a hat.
I don't think he had
pants.
I think he had like a poncho.
Yeah, he had
and a
poncho.
Oh.
And a sombrero.
Yeah, he had a man.
I mean,
dress.
Is that just to show his ethnicity? I mean, like, you know, how can you make a Mexican rat
without
a big
poncho
crazy
and a
hat?
Sombrero.
Yeah,
exactly. I think that is exactly what it was.
I mean, the accent isn't good enough.
Nope.
I guess not. See, I mean, like,
they didn't want there to be any question about the origin
of
Speedy.
Yeah, he could have just
been. He is the fastest mouse in all of Mexico.
You know, I just think that like whoever created Speedy Gonzalez like just like sent out a rat, and they were like, look, he's got an accent, that's enough. And they're like, no. They sent back notes. They're like, no. That motherfucker
more Mexican.
Seriously.
More Mexican. And then, so then it came back, and like he had a big mustache and a cigar, and he's like, well, he's supposed to be fast. You can't have a cigar as well.
Yeah,
no tequila either. We'll just stick with the sombrero and the poncho, and that'll be good enough as far as the Mexican goes.
I have to think that
they tried to bring in the Hispanic audience early. Yeah,
there was a Hispanic audience in 1950.
Well, they were trying to, you know, establish the core.
Then why didn't he speak Mexican?
I mean, this was 1950.
So they didn't know what Mexican was.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever see the band cartoons? Like where Donald Duck runs around killing Japs?
No.
And Germans?
I have occasionally stumbled across the pornographic cartoons.
Well, no, you can find any of those. I mean, just look at Japan. But I'm talking about like the black woman in all the Tom and Jerry cartoons that they cut out. Because she apparently showing her being black was really, really racist.
Being black is really racist.
Well, it wasn't just that. It was that, oh, lordy, that kind of thing. Apparently, that's racist.
Yeah.
Is it racist that I talk more ghetto around black people? That I get blacker?
Like you adapt?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know.
Is that accepted?
Yeah, you're like a social chameleon. You just kind of blend into the situation. I mean, if they're talking, you know, kind of. You know, you don't want to be like, oh, hello, my brothers. You know,
exactly.
Because that, you know what they do? Listen to me. Jesus Christ. But no, like, this has been like a recent thing. Like, it seems like a lot of times when I talk to, you know, not, I'm not saying all black people, but the black people that talk kind of, you know, Black.
St. Louis.
Yeah. Well, like, when I talk back to them, then they change their voice, like, to be, like, mocking my voice. You know what I'm saying? Like, they do, I like, the fake black guy, white guy voice. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, hello! You know, like, what's up, man? I need to pay my bill. Oh, okay, you know, what's your account number? Oh, my account number! You know, it's like...
Actually, that's you know...
Wow, that's
you
do subtle.
Have, you have to realize that you're a dick.
I'm a dick?
Yeah.
Why am I a dick? What'd I do?
When haven't you been a dick?
Wow, that just kind of came out of nowhere, didn't it?
No, you act in a dickish way.
I
at work.
Dick-like tendencies?
Yes. Okay, do you remember all those little notes we got at Pizza Hut about...
Manager not, Mike was a white manager?
Okay, other than white manager Mike, which was me, who I'm kind of brown. But
do you think your 100 hits come from, like, the Aryan supremacy?
I think we would get more hits if we did that.
Like, I love this shit. My white brothers.
Listen to them.
Let me tell you about them.
Let me tell you about the...
I'm saying, like the most asshole shit that I ever put on my website was the only thing that people ever came to my website and read. Like,
the title?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was like, well, the title and then, like, you know... Something about, like, they saw the picture and were like, well, this isn't really what I was looking for, and they left, but, like, you know.
Well, I think that the title of our podcast is actually the least offensive thing
about the podcast itself.
I would say so.
I mean, like, I think it's a fair, you know, warning as to what it is that you're going to be listening to.
I think something fair would be, like, a syphilis-infected scrotum.
That's what we should name the podcast? You think we should rename it the Syphilis Infected Scrotum
Podcast? I think iTunes might reject that.
That's our mascot. Yeah. I don't know. I think iTunes is mad at us now because it streams on some stuff, but not all stuff.
How did you manage to get a like an adult content pre-warning when you try to go to your website on Blogspot?
I don't know. It just said, like, you know, they asked if I wanted it, and I was like, I guess, sure. I mean, you know,
okay.
I was posting.
I didn't know if someone else imposed that upon you.
The frequently asked questions for the Fleshlight. I was like, maybe I should put it on there. I mean, like, you know, it asked if I wanted to, and I figured the best way to stay out of trouble
just have it on there.
Have it on there. I mean, like, you know, iTunes, there's explicit warning on that too. So.
Yeah, exactly, because you know how all the 14 and 15 year old parents sit behind them and watch what they do on the fucking computer.
Yeah,
yeah.
I wonder if, like, you know, if they were to, you know, catch their 13-year-old listening to us, if they'd say, oh, well, they did warn them. There is an explicit on there. If, you know, they wouldn't be mad then. Probably not.
Well, maybe that they wouldn't be mad at you.
Yeah. I did warn them.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it is called The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. I mean, it's not like, you know, you think you're going to be hearing us talk about, you know.
You could put one of those cool... Do not proceed if you are 18. Click here to say that you are 18. You know, because that's like the best way. Oh, well, he did say he was 18.
This is the best way to verify
someone.
Do you
think that's ever, like, stopped anyone ever?
Like,
do you think anybody's ever gone to, like, a porno site? Like, you know, they clicked on a porno site because they wanted to look at porn. They're like, well, fuck, dude. I'm not 18.
Yeah, I can't.
Or like, the thing where you have to put in your... birthday. Do you actually put in your birthday? I mean, like,
no.
Do you actually take the time to, like, go drop down to, like, 80 whatever? 80,
right, no.
What are you,
84.
Yeah.
No, actually, nope. I got
never
in trouble once and had my stupid, like, you know, called tech support for no reason because I'm a retard kind of moment. I was on a forum and I, you know, was just doing the drag and drop to a high enough number that it's not going to give me shit, and I didn't drop far enough. And so it's like, well, you can't view this. You're not 18. I'm like, well, shit. I'm actually 24. If I, you know, put my birthday in there, it would have let me in.
Oh, so you put in the wrong date and fucked yourself up?
Right. So then I, you know, I send an email off to the website, and they're like, you just need to clear your cookies. I'm like, oh, goddamn it. I should have done that. That's the easiest thing ever, but, you know.
No shit. You were in tech support.
Right, exactly. Like, I was like, can't believe I'm that guy. But at least I didn't call him. You know, I just sent an email.
You're like, so, dude, I was trying to look at some porn. And I put in the wrong date.
No, it's even worse than that. It was World of Warcraft forums, so it's like even lamer.
You have to verify your age to get into a World of Warcraft forum?
You did yes, at you the do. Time, yeah.
Why?
Because little kids play the game and older jackasses like to put dumb shit in there.
Yeah.
And so if little Johnny learns a new word about the twat, the Blizzard says no. He said it was cool.
Oh.
So back to you being an asshole.
Oh,
do you
okay.
remember
yeah,
all
let's,
those?
Let's hear all about it.
How many points did you rack up over there?
I won.
Well, of course you
I was
won.
Never not winning. I mean, it wasn't close.
You gotta admit, you can be dickish.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you can be dickish in a way...
Do you think that anyone would ever, like, you know, fight in my behalf to the contrary? I'm kind of a douchebag, yeah, sure.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, you give
well,
up...
But we're in the scheme of things.
What does this have to do with black guys making fun of me being a white, corny white guy?
I don't know.
Is it just because I'm a dick, so they have a right
well,
to be a dick?
Okay.
They don't know I'm a dick. I'm just talking in, you know, regular customer speak.
Well, when I call you
I'm
and you
just,
answer the phone.
I'm not just ultimately a dick, like, right off the bat.
No,
you
no,
have to
no,
give me
no,
a reason
no,
to be
no,
a
no,
dick.
No, no. One sec. This is what happens. Okay. I called you while you've been at work, and then you answer the phone, not knowing that it's me calling you. You just answer the phone.
And like, I sound like a dick?
You sound like a... It sounds like you hate life.
I do. I mean, I hate life while I'm sitting in that chair for 8 hours a day.
And it sounds cynical, and it sounds like you're an asshole. So, maybe it's you. I mean, you start off the conversation...
So that doesn't happen to you guys? That doesn't happen to you guys. That's just me? Well, are you saying that doesn't happen to
no,
you?
No, I sound cheery as shit on the phone.
No, what I'm saying is, when you talk to black guys that, you know, talk kind of like ghetto and whatnot, when you talk back to them... They don't mock your whiteness.
That's
no,
never happened.
That's
you,
never
and,
happened to me.
And I take
that,
a, and
that
I take
has to be like once a week.
Mike,
dude,
and
bigger,
I take 100 phone calls a day,
and
I have been for the past 4 years. Like,
wow.
Never,
so,
never had it happen.
So that's just me. Do I sound?
I had to explain the caps lock yesterday.
Do you guys
and that's
sound
never
more
happened.
Ethnic than I do? Like, do I sound like corny white guy?
I kind of look Mexican.
No, you don't. You're a white guy.
No.
Oh no! You're
I
like,
haven't told
you're
you
like
guys.
A tenth or like a 50th Indian or something, right?
I'm so not
it's
white.
Technically, like a sixth or something like that. It's some complicated math.
So I sound cornier and whiter than you two do.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Do.
Huh? I'll be damned.
And you're
but
not.
But I actually
dude.
Was told like yeah. 2 weeks ago that I wasn't white. I was in a chat and I said something and. Someone said, "Who's Paul?" And someone else said, "The white guy over there." She told me to stand up, so I stood up. She said, "You ain't white." I said,
"What are you?"
That's kind of what I said. Well, what am I? And she said, "You know, you're something. You're some sort of ethnicity." And I said, "I mean, I didn't want to argue with her." No, bitch, take it back. I am too white. You know, I don't want to say
like
that.
Particularly like tan or anything.
Oh no, no.
You're like white. You're a white guy.
I was like, well, you know, Greek and Italian and English and Irish, and she's like, that's what it is. You're Greek. I'm like,
Greek.
All right. So I got yeah. So I but I think that gives me like street cred.
Yeah.
I can stand up to the man
because yeah.
I am not him.
Yeah. So we're like, man, these fucking white people.
Like, yeah. God damn it. And then when they look at me, I'll be like, well, see, this one time, a black lady told me that I wasn't white, so that makes it true.
Yeah. No, it's cool, guys. Seriously.
I had a Latino lady order me to get her somebody white on the telephone. It was awesome. And the only place I could send her was India. I cold transferred her right to India. Like, okay, here you go, bitch. Enjoy the dot speak.
Oh, man. Did you? Okay.
I check other on those forms. But that's more out of just be like, fuck you, why do you need to know?
Yeah.
On, you know, more than a, yeah.
Yeah. I got a fucking headache.
I actually, sometimes, whenever they give you the option of a write-in, sometimes I just put brown.
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 Laura watches Jersey Shore, I can't get into
it. Oh, awesome.
They're all, it's just depressingly terrible that they even exist. But,
No, they can exist. It's just terrible that they're making money.
Yeah.
Like,
but I laughed really hard the other day when those two broads were sitting on the beach. And she goes, when I fill out a job application, I don't check white. I check tan. Because I'm not white. I'm tan.
I hate all of those people.
I know. Don't you just wish that, like, that house would go away? They should put it in Florida. We should
I think we need to do more than that. They were in Miami.
While they were there, we should have just fenced off Florida, because Florida is where all the weirdos are. I mean, when you hear about a weird news story, it was in Florida.
Yeah.
It was. That's where it was.
Oh, speaking of weird news story, some town in Missouri arrested two of the fucking, what are they called? Sovereign citizens that our lovely state has. You know what the sovereign citizens are, right?
I am not aware of the sovereign citizens.
So, okay, there's this group of batshit crazy dumbasses. And these dumbasses are under the impression if they just say they don't recognize the government of the United States, they're beholden to no laws.
I've read something about that, actually. Yes, yeah, you have to opt in to be the taxes. And you just say, you write out this statement, and then you mail it to somebody, and then that's supposedly...
No, you can't mail it.
Oh.
You can't use the postal system or zip codes, because that's a product of the U.S. government. And if you use them, that's your...
consent.
Yeah, that's your consent.
So what do they do for, like, food? Do they go... Like,
No, food's fine. They just... They use money, but... Technically, they're not allowed to use money, because that's also a product of the
government. When they go, like, to a store to buy food, do they pay sales tax? Or do they say, no, I don't pay sales tax because I'm not a U.S. citizen? Or
well, they're not really allowed to do that, and they're not allowed to buy things without money. So
certainly, I know that they're not allowed to do that, but I'm just
they do so.
Well, I don't know. Technically, money is issued by the Fed, which is like a privately owned bank. So it's not... I mean, it's part of the government, but it's not really. It's a company.
No,
they're out
to make
a profit.
No, it is legal U.S. tender. There's no other...
Right, but I mean, at the same time, it's not produced by the U.S. government.
It's licensed.
Right, it's licensed by the U.S. government. Yeah, I mean, I guess...
But at the same time, these people are fucking insane. They do the most... Like, they think the laws are magic incantations. And if you say the right magic incantations, you can get out of anything. Like, when you're in court, I'm sorry, Mr. Judge, I don't recognize your authority. I'm leaving. Good day. And they'll walk out. This one crazy dumb bitch over in California seized a home, a $1 million home, and acres upon acres of property, because she said that God had given it to her, and that she was a sovereign citizen, and... The police who were there to say, get the fuck out of this dude's home, they had no right to touch her because she was sovereign.
And did anybody play along with this? Like, did the government say,
God,
oh.
I hope so.
Because, man, that sounds like a good deal. Like,
yeah.
Let's go find the biggest, baddest home in St. Louis and claim it in our own name.
Fuck you.
Right. And there was, apparently her cat had, like, found its way in there or something like that. Therefore, she started living there because her cat was there. And therefore, because her cat was there and the police weren't going to take her cat out of the house...
Well, if a Mexican broad comes over here and has a baby, then the baby's a citizen. So I figure the same rules apply to cats. If a cat walks into somebody's house, that's your cat. I mean, somebody's going to take care of the fucking cat.
Yeah.
You fucking go in there. Take that bitch over. I mean, that's where your cat lives now.
Exactly.
Your cat's in the house.
I mean, it's art. It's.
I mean,
it's,
what is the people that own that house gonna feed your cat?
Apparently not. I mean, gotta go where the cat's.
It's not their cat. I wouldn't feed somebody else's cat. Fuck that.
Oh God! And to listen,
I wouldn't feed any cat.
You've got. If you've ever listened to like real,
especially
true
if you were playing Farmville.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay,
full
you've
circle.
Listened
like
to Shirley Phelps, right?
You like how I brought that back?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Napier. Why don't you go ahead and talk? I'm sorry. Me and Paul were having a little
apparently
private...
sides were okayed, and I didn't know about sides, and now I feel all left out.
What are you talking about?
Okay, you've listened to Shirley Phelps, right? Her craziness.
Oh yeah. No, me and her are Twitter friends. I talk to her all the time.
Okay. Find these people. Like, just type in sovereign citizen somewhere later on.
Oh no, I talked to Megan Phelps. I interrupt the shit out of you. I'm sorry, Napier.
It's you can interrupt me.
Granted, if you don't interrupt Napier, he will probably just keep talking.
Of course.
You do realize, like, they can hear you over our mics too. I mean, it's not like you're in a soundproof booth. Okay, you talk to Megan Phelps and her craziness. These are the same type of craziness, except for they're not talking about faggots and U.S. soldiers dying. You can turn your mic on now. It is appropriate.
Oh, it's on.
Okay, good.
So what about her?
Megan Phelps?
Yeah.
She's a crazy dumb bitch, and I don't particularly like what she says.
Why did you bring that up to begin with?
Because we were talking about... We were talking about the crazies.
I don't think we were talking about Megan Phelps. We were talking about some other Phelps.
No, Megan Phelps is the one I talked to.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, Shirley Phelps is her mom, and she's just as batshit crazy, if not worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's obviously some of this shit is a sexually transmitted disease that goes through offspring.
They all have talking like they have like a script that they follow. I mean, like, she doesn't have an original thought. I mean, none of them do. They say the same bullshit that, like, they were told to say. I mean, like, that Fred Phelps is... I mean, like, you know, he tells them what to say. He's like, the puppet master of all that. So, I mean, like, you talk to any of them, they'll just keep, you know, spouting their bullshit about, you know, how, you know, God hates you because you approve of the fags and blah, blah, blah. And, like, you know, they don't have any, like, original thoughts.
I just have to wonder, is God, like, talking to them...
Probably.
That's a pretty original thought, though. Because, I mean, most images of God are like, you know, he loves his children and, you know, all this, and all can be forgiven.
But, like,
so, I mean,
what I'm saying is when you talk to her, like,
no, I know, I understand
she's
what you're
not,
saying.
Like, talking, like replying to your question.
She's got a copy and paste
starts,
that she just...
Yeah, copies and pastes all her, you know, right. Crazy, hate-filled bullshit. She doesn't, like, you know, answer your questions.
Well, no, that's not just their branch of whatever the hell they do. It's also part of an evangelical thing. Whenever they're trying to make a point, they'll post fucking quotes from the Bible. It's not just them. It's the entire evangelical movement, the born-again crap. They all do it. They all don't do what she does, but they all copy and paste shit and do references. And whenever they're trying to prove a point, they want to make references to the Bible. That's what they do. Nothing special or unique. They just all don't talk about fags.
I'm glad we went over that. Aren't you?
I'm still a little like, there's a very non-existent connection between these sovereign citizens and...
We've been talking about crazy people this whole time. We talked about the crazy
people.
Okay,
I guess just that was the connection. They were crazy people.
Just, speaking of crazy people, and this is very, very, a very terrible segue, but I wanted to talk about it. I just read recently that... The creator, writer, director of the original Child's Play has just announced that he is going to be remaking the original Child's Play. So, I mean, people remake movies all the time. That happens. Like, you know, everybody, you know, makes... I mean, like, the Coen brothers are remaking True Grit, which looks awesome, by the way. they just remade the A-Team. Like, every shitty 80s... TV show has got, I mean, Miami Vice.
Not Chips.
Hawaii 5-0. Oh, it'll happen.
Chips.
You know what?
Really?
Shitty 80s TV shows are becoming the new porn rule 34. You heard about that? That
no.
Anything that has ever existed or been thought of, there's a porno about it.
I saw stump fucking on a toilet. People were fucking a blown out limb on a toilet.
And
do you think that, like, numbs you to reality? Like,
no, I mean, that's extra reality.
That's like, as real as it gets, motherfucker.
Like, you watch enough porn and that becomes what you think sex is.
Right, it's like, yeah, I want to smack the fuck out of you. It's like, you know, most chicks don't, like, want you to do that. That's
chicks
not
love
cool.
It when you fist their ass.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, what I was getting at is that, like... Has it ever happened that someone was like, I have this reimagining of a movie I already made? I mean, like, to remake your movie. And, like, the other question is, why would you ever? I mean, like, George Lucas remakes, like, the Star Wars movies every couple of years. But, I mean, we know why he does that.
I think
that,
I mean, right, well, is it not a cash grab with Child's Play?
I mean, how big of a cash grab could it possibly be? I mean, like, it's not like
there's billions of dollars in a
remake. Are still making, you know, money. That's, I mean, those are like, there's not anything new there. Horror movies draw every Halloween.
Well, this is what's happened. Lately, pretty much every single film that's been put out is either a remake or a reimagining of an old movie.
Or a shitty sequel.
Yeah, or a sequel.
Yeah, but I mean, there's very few, like, original ideas being made. And even, like, you know, the shitty romantic comedies and stuff follow the same formula. I mean, it's not like they're breaking any new ground. I mean, with the exception of Inception, I mean, has there been anything this summer that was, like, not a sequel or a, you know,
did you see
based
the,
on a comic book or...
Did you see the reimagining of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
No.
With Zach Galifianakis and Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, Due Date?
Yeah.
That comes out next week, I think. It looks funny. But I'll tell you what, that guy is 10 years ago Tom Green. Like, Tom Green, Zach Galifianakis...
Really?
Is the new Tom? I think Tom.
Tom Green.
Zach Galifianakis. No, but what I'm saying is,
how dare you, sir?
How dare
Freddy got fingered?
Freddy got fingered is a modern day classic. No, here's the thing. Like, everybody was crazy about Tom Green for like a year and a half.
Yep.
I mean, everything was Tom Green. I mean, like that fucking shitty Road Trip movie. He was in it for 10 minutes, and everybody's like, "Oh my god, it looks so funny." The movie sucked, but Tom Green got bit by a snake or something, and that was funny. And, like the Bum Bum song and all that shit. Sweet. And then like he completely disappeared.
Yep.
Hey, I follow Tom Green on Twitter. Apparently, he's quite active in Canada.
You know what? Tom Green is annoying on Twitter because like he's not Tom Green. Like
all he does
raves
is
about politics and shit. And it's like, no, you talk about putting your bum on stuff, asshole.
Most of the time when I see him, it's like retweeting people talking about how awesome his show was. It's like, all right, you know, cool dude.
What happened to that one MTV show about the sock puppets?
Syphil and Ollie.
Yeah.
Yeah, tough year.
I missed
con.
That was
Nothing
I thought that was a
to
cute
it.
Show.
It was a good show. I enjoyed that show. That was the guy that did the United States of Whatever song.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Isn't he on Saturday Night Live?
God, what's that guy? Liam Lynch. No, he's not on Saturday Night Live.
What is this?
The Bum Bum song.
My bum is on the...
My bum is on the something. My bum is on the something. My bum is on the speeder.
My bum is on the rail. Bum is on the rail. Look at me. My bum is on the rail. My bum is on the man. Bum is on the man.
We thought this
nostalgia.
Was hilarious. We really did. And you know what? All the people that like the...
Bum is on the step. Don't fall down the step.
Well, if you say you didn't think this was funny, you're lying. Because we all did. It's not funny now. It's like, dude, Tom Green isn't funny anymore. And that's Zach Galifianakis in 2 years. We think he's hilarious. He's funny. He is. He's funny. But in 2 years, people are like, I mean, you know, he's going to be so oversaturated that nobody's going to give a shit anymore. Just like the people that said they didn't like Limp Bizkit. You're lying. Everybody liked Limp Bizkit.
I didn't like Limp Bizkit.
They're lame now. You're a liar.
I didn't
like You were totally into Limp Bizkit.
No, I wasn't.
I bet you have a Limp Bizkit CD in your car right now.
I do not own anything that has ever been put out by Limp Bizkit.
Why are we still listening to this?
Yeah,
I've never listened. I hate Limp Bizkit. Fred Durst has always been a douchebag.
And yet it still left its mark on you, rocking the backwards facing hat.
Yeah.
I do this because I look funny with it forward.
And here's the other thing. Like, in the same vein, have you ever in your life met someone who said, dude, I'm the world's biggest Nickelback fan? Like, have you ever had anybody say, dude, I fucking love Nickelback?
Probably like an 18-year-old homosexual.
Every time Nickelback puts out an album, it sells millions and millions and millions of copies. It stays at number one on the Billboard charts for months. But, like, everybody hates Nickelback. Who's buying Nickelback albums?
I think at this point it's cooler to hate Nickelback. Like, I think hating Nickelback, most people, like I have no opinion of Nickelback. You know what I'm saying? I really don't care.
I've bought Nickelback albums.
Well, there you go.
Like, in the early 90s. Like, not any of their recent ones. And like,
do you still buy albums, by the way? Like,
sure, yeah.
All the time?
Yeah, all the time.
That's awesome.
But, But you know, I bought the first one and Silver Side Up, and I think those are the only two I bought. But like, people keep buying Nickelback albums. But like, if you went out on the street,
they're a Christian band, right?
I don't think so. No.
No.
No. Oh, okay.
I mean, all their songs are about getting blowjobs and being a rock star. Like, that's what every song is. It's either about getting a blowjob or how big of a rock star they are.
I guess it was Creed.
Creed was the.
They're like they're the same band to me. Like in my head,
no,
they're in the
pretty
same...
much are the same band. I mean, like Nickelback is like a Creed knockoff, and
or what, who is? I mean, maybe Creed's a Nickelback knockoff.
No, Creed was around before Nickelback, weren't they?
Yeah.
But then you know now there's about 50 Nickelback. I mean, like Theory of a Dead Man is Nickelback. Like, if you hear a Theory of a Dead Man song, you would swear it was Nickelback, but it's not. It's Theory of a Dead Man. And they're pretty awful, too.
And yet you bought their album?
No, well, no. But
just a single.
What I'm saying is, somebody's buying them. Are they buying them?
It's amazing to me that people still buy music. I mean, it's crazy.
Do you think that's it? Do you think that nobody's buying music, and so, like... No, because that couldn't work because somebody's buying. I mean,
someone's buying music.
So you're saying it's not as difficult to be at the top of the Billboard charts anymore?
No,
not necessarily.
Say you were going against like a Michael Jackson or a Whitney Houston, something like that.
There are no Michael Jackson or Whitney Houstons. They're dead.
I mean, I don't actually think Whitney Houston's dead.
Yeah, she's not dead.
She's still running into drug problems.
Okay, what was the last new Whitney Houston song you heard?
Apparently, like, she went on a small tour, and, like, there was tape surfacing that, like, she just don't got it no more. Like, she sounded terrible. They were playing them on Howard, and
crack
she sounded like,
will
she
do
just
that
sounded
to
like
you,
shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Didn't she cancel her St. Louis visit one year because it didn't sell out and she wasn't going to play for a not-sold-out audience?
It's like NFL blackout.
All right, tell me this. Napier.
Yep.
Name this band.
Avenged Sevenfold?
Oh, no. I didn't know I was picking one with like the longest guitar intro ever. Wait till the guy sings and tell me who this is.
Nickelback.
No, Theory of a Dead Man. Not Nickelback.
What's that Polestar thing? What's that? What's that new single they're playing on? The Point.
Fuck if I know. I guess the real question is who gives a shit?
Theory of a Dead Man. Yeah, I've heard them. They have a new single out and it sounds exactly like Nickelback.
All right.
And they're playing it on the Point.
Napier.
Yep.
Name this band.
No, wait a minute. Doesn't the Nickelback lead singer also lead sing for... This is Nickelback.
This actually is Nickelback. I just wanted to see if you were going to say...
doesn't the same singer sing for
both bands?
That would
be a good bit, like, you know, instead of
like... Name this band!
But doesn't
Nickelback
the same, yeah,
or
doesn't,
not Nickelback?
Yeah, the Nickelback guy plays for Theory of a Dead Man. He's their singer, isn't he?
No.
No?
That would make a lot of sense, though,
but
right?
No, it isn't. They're different guys. But I think... When they were signing Theory of a Dead Man, they were looking for someone like Nickelback. I wonder if, like, those two bands sell albums for each other. Like, you know, they're like, oh, man, that's the new Nickelback. That's cool. And, like, then they go buy the new Nickelback, and then it's not Nickelback.
Maybe them and Creed should get together for a tour called the Same Dumb Shit.
I'm sure they'd...
the Same Dumb Shit Tour.
Or, all you... divorced dads, you want to get your 13-year-old daughter something? Get her tickets to the Who Gives a Fuck concert. Because only 13-year-old girls listen to Creed, Nickelback, and Theory of a Dead Man.
I'm going
to
propose a new bit next week, impromptu haiku poems. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables.
In case, you know, you didn't go to elementary school.
Yeah, so you got to be thinking, and they don't rhyme. So you'd be thinking about your impromptu. Well, I guess
you should give a topic on the haiku.
No, it's just, you know, free form. I don't want to restrict your creative juices at all. So be thinking, Nathan.
I heard there's a way you can restrict your creative juices, and then afterwards it feels better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a bigger explosion for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you like, just like...
I don't know, I
hold
heard...
Hold the tip of your whatever and wait for the creativity to
build up to a point where
you can't hold it in anymore?
It's like you have somebody like...
Is it like kinking a hose?
Sort of. But instead of it, you know, shooting out, it shoves it into your bladder.
Why?
So you don't get your shirt all messy when you're done.
You see, Chris was telling me about this. It's called a Napier grenade. It's like when Napier throws something that makes no sense into like a regular conversation when he doesn't like the topic.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah, well, Napier told me that's what a Napier grenade is for. If he doesn't like the topic, like, you know, like if me and you are sitting around and, like, you know, we're talking about, like, something that he doesn't care about, like, you know, like sports or something, Napier will be like, Kuzmak! You know, like he won't be able to hold it back anymore and he'll just, like, throw out, like, a Napier grenade.
Apparently Chris doesn't like them. He finds them inappropriate when I'm around his grandparents to talk about laced buttholes or something.
What were you talking about that pissed off his grandparents? I don't remember.
It was something about buttholes, I remember it. It was like ocelot sphincters.
Ocelot sphincters, that was it. Like, why would that ever come up ever? Yeah, I was thinking Richard Gere for Rape Dave names. What do you
Isn't
think?
Richard Gere dead?
No, Richard Gere's still around.
I meant his soul.
his soul may be dead.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think that, you know, a dead-souled person is perfect for, you know, the part of Rape Dave?
I think Rape Dave has a wonderful, beautiful soul. That's
until 8 o'clock, yeah. You know, when the Dragon Force plays and the digital watch goes off. Then it's time for raping.
Yeah, but I mean, until then, he's a sweet, wonderful man who doesn't have AIDS.
So is this
he still has AIDS, I'm sorry. He can't get rid of AIDS by being nice.
Are you turning this into a movie, or what?
Well, we were originally thinking Broadway musical.
Oh, nice, nice.
Rape Dave, the Broadway musical. But as it progressed, we were starting to think that, like, you know, to really, truly capture the story of Rape Dave, it might have to be like a, you know, full-out motion picture. You know, just so, you know.
You should film it with like a Steadicam, you know, so that people got like that get you sick reality, gritty feeling.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah, so they put you right in there with Rape Dave.
Yeah, like that really long scene in Children of Men, like when he's running down the street and then he goes up the cameraman's following him and like there's blood and shit shooting on the camera.
Right, but do the whole film like that. People love that.
No, yeah. Except for it's pussy blood. It's... You know, kind of pinkish because of all the semen with AIDS.
Right. So is that a Napier grenade?
But kind
of. But it didn't. But it wasn't to change the subject.
No.
That was an indiscriminate.
Yeah.
Rape,
See, the other thing that Napier grenade. Does is like when he tries way too hard to be shocking. That's the other Napier thing. But what was I forgot where I was. See, Napier.
You know, less shocking, Napier. Napier, if you're going for shocking, you should just like go like play it straight for a while and just. You know.
But then he wouldn't... Oh, you mean like...
That would be... Wait.
They're like, hello, everybody. You know what's really funny? Taxi cabs.
Right, exactly. Then, like, everybody listen. What happened? Is he on Valium?
If Napier just came in here one week and
how are you doing today, Napier? I'm doing great. How about yourself? It's a beautiful day outside.
You know what? Had my coffee... Feeling good.
Right. Feeling good. Ready to do this. I'm focused. I got a list of notes here to discuss.
I just can't wait to see all the lovely Halloween costumes that are going to be coming here in a couple of days. all the little kids are going to show up, you know, with their little tricks or treats. Boy, do I got some good jokes for them.
I mean, they come around. I don't give them candy unless they tell a joke. I'm old school, you know. These little bastards.
No little bastards.
I'm old.
Those wonderful little cherubs. They just all have the little faces of angels.
The only thing I'm giving out this year for Halloween is apple slices and peaches.
Right, exactly. See, when he said apple slices, I expected, like, covered in semen with AIDS right afterwards.
Yeah.
But then he hit me with caramel or whatever he said. I don't even remember.
No caramel.
He sucks you in is what he does.
Hurts the little baby's teeth. And we'll keep them up all night. They got school in the morning.
Holy shit. So we were at the grocery store the other day. And, like, you know, we're like, it's Halloween. You know, we had one kid come by last year, so we'd probably buy some candy. So, you know, we're looking around. And we're in the fruits and vegetables section doing the rest of our shopping. And they have scarrets, which are like little Halloween carrots to hand out to the children.
Are they like shaped weird or?
No, they're in a bag that has like a bat and a ghost on it. And it's like a little, like, you know, one serving size bag of carrots. But how pissed off would you be if, like, you just gave me carrots, dude?
Carrots refrigerated?
Well, yeah, but
you don't have to keep them frozen.
Right, so, I mean, you can sit them in their bag.
How the fuck do you tell if you have a bad carrot?
It's ugly. It looks bad.
I don't think I've ever had a carrot around long enough to turn bad.
Right, yeah. Carrots, I mean, they're not like all that. I mean, they're perishable, but they're not.
Yeah,
like,
no, I'd egg that house.
Yeah, you'd be like, you gave me carrots, dude? What the fuck? Seriously.
Like, fuck you, man. I want some carrots. I'll have my parents bitch at me for not eating enough of them.
I mean, I'd hand out containers of egg drop soup from the local Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
And no one's parents would let them eat it. Because it's like this top, you know, you could put cyanide in here.
Yeah, it's just...
Parents are crazy.
Random liquid in a styrofoam container. I mean...
Paul, that's an actual good idea you had. I'm going to do that and then, like, 4 to 5 months in, like, well after people have accepted the new Napier, I'm just going to walk up to my friends and say, hey, how you doing? You know my HR manager? I got his teeth around my neck in a necklace.
Right.
You want to look at it?
And after,
see, but I think that I don't think that Napier could pull off like the Ned Flanders type, you know, super
that, you know,
straight.
I was thinking Ned Flanders.
Because
that's great.
I'm thinking Napier kind of like looks like Napier behaves. I mean, Napier kind of looks creepy. We know Napier, so we know he's not creepy. But imagine you were seeing Napier for the first time. You would think that guy's killed at least 4 people. I mean, especially when he shaves. Like, have you ever seen Napier, like, fully shaving? Even, like, when he shaves his head. I mean, like, when he shaves his head and his face, the dude looks like he's killed a
couple. I shaved my head once.
The dude looks like he has somebody handcuffed in his basement, like, right now. Like, as we speak. Like, they're at home right now, you know, trying to reach their cell phone, and he put it just out of reach to fuck with them.
I mean, it would be quite the challenge, but I think that would make, when he does hit you with it, you're like, whoa,
whoa,
whoa.
I don't want to get the cops called on me and, you know, people.
Would someone think you had, like, a child chained in the basement? Like, what happened to Napier? He's all content all of a sudden. Well, he's got a 6-year-old.
Napier doesn't look like a child molester. He looks like a full-grown molester. He'll
kidnap an adult.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Napier, he's not going to fuck around.
I don't get little kids because you can't put your fist all in them.
Yeah.
And I like puppets.
Meat puppet. You will be my meat puppet.
Just what? Say, like, one sentence without a Napier grenade. Just, like, say something like we were talking about. Like, you know, like, say something.
Like, can you talk about, like, literally what your plans are for this weekend? Just be like,
but
whatever
nothing
it is.
About,
even if it's, like, working and,
nothing
you
about
know,
going
sleeping.
Blah, blah. Nothing about putting your evil inside anybody. Just, like, say, like,
leave out your masturbation plans.
Yeah.
Like, just
like,
what would you, what
give
would
us
you tell?
The Monday.
If you were at a job interview and someone said, so what are you doing this weekend?
Okay, Napier.
Let's hear it.
Napier, your job interview. Mr. Napier, I'm looking over your resume. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Doing your wife?
See? Did you know in the state of Missouri, it is illegal not to hire someone if they, like, you know, because they drink outside of work hours? So I'm thinking,
really?
Yes. So I'm.
No, wait, really?
You know, very seriously. And I was thinking it'd be great to just go around to these job interviews and, like,
wait a
when
minute,
they
did you know it's not illegal to not hire somebody because they're gay?
Yeah, no, it's illegal to do that. You can't.
But you can.
You sound like very shocked. Like,
okay, so let me get this straight.
You what do you mean? I gotta hire me some faggots? Yeah, so we should go around and apply. And when they're like, so what do you, you know, what are your hobbies? What are your interests? Like, well, when I'm not at work, I like to get blackout drunk. And like when, you know, usually in most nights urinating on myself, but I'm sober by the time I get to work. And you know, when they inevitably don't hire you, you sue the shit out of them. Just be like, hey, I'm pretty sure he didn't hire me because I told him I spend my evenings getting blackout drunk and pissing on my bed.
Look, if you didn't want to know, you shouldn't ask.
Well, I'm being real with you, dude.
Yeah. I mean, what am I going to say? Cross-stitching? That's lame. Napier.
Yeah.
Say I'm going to go home and knit a sweater. Just say that. Just straight.
I'm going to go home and knit a sweater out of my neighbor's cat's skin.
It was worth a shot. We'll have to work on it.
You should make like a chill, a Napier. You should get him once he gets going with like the straight talk and everything, Ned Flanders style. You need to make like a children's show.
And then
that way, like, you know, 4 episodes in, you can have Napier just revert to reality, and like all these parents have like started DVRing it, you know, and their kids are watching it, and then all of a sudden it's just like
yes, kids, I stretched my asshole to its limit today. What? Like the parents watched like the first couple episodes to make sure it's okay.
Oh, this
and
is
then
great.
They just started, you know, like, oh, I can go do the laundry.
He's like a
while
modern day Mr.
It.
Rogers. You can have like a sweater vest, and you'll read stories.
Yeah.
And then like right halfway through season one, bam! Once the parents are comfortable sitting the kid in front of the TV, unsupervised, in your hands, then you could have like an army of children that were raised by you, you know, like,
hey, he'll just like get like real like way in on the camera,
children,
like,
this is very
like
important,
just so like all you see is like his eyes, and he's like, children, I have to tell you something.
It's a secret. You can't tell your parents. If your parents are around, turn the TV down now. It's a great plan.
Attention, little Johnny, little Christy, I need to tell you something your parents won't tell you. Your anus is nightmarishly elastic. I want you to test this theory out immediately. I want you to go and grab the biggest little pencil you can. And I want you to shove 8 of them into your rectum. And then I want you to proceed to try to write your name while crab walking and do it everywhere that you can. Incorporate whatever sort of electronics you can, and if you want to, go to the forums later on today, and I need you to try to write your name with your pencils. Now, all of you do this once they've gone to work. You can't do this now. See you in hell, faggots!
I want you to know it's over.
Well.
Hey, it's Napier. Go to wfodicks.blogspot.com. It's our fucking blog. Then, when you're done with that, go to wfodicks.podbean.com. It's our fucking homepage. Wanna watch us on fucking Twitter, you faggots? Get that Twitter shit together. Go to twitter.com/wfodicks. Fuck. And then comment on our shit, fuck. It's 314-266-WFOD. Or, if you're fucking illiterate, 314-266-9363, you fucking shitballs. Oh yeah, if you don't fucking like this, email me at wfodicks@live.com. Fuck you!
Well, kids, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go into your refrigerator. I want you to get all of your pickles. I want you to turn yourself to a living pickle jar. Little girls, don't be afraid to use 2 hands. Don't worry. We do this when we're adults. Everybody does it. Now watch me do it. I'm going to use kosher dill pickles. You don't start with these, you'll rupture your colon. Now, I don't know if you know this, but perforated colons is a serious business. Don't do this.
I want you to make new pickles.
I want you to make new pickles.